This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Thursday, August 30th, A.D. 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at TheWorldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. As The Worldview reported yesterday, Leah Sheribu, a teenage Christian Nigerian girl, is still alive after her capture by Islamic militants in February. The Worldview spoke to Nathan Johnson of International Christian Concern about a recent audio recording released from Leah.
She sounds stronger than I would think, a 15 or 16-year-old girl being held by a terrorist organization who's known to have disappeared at least at this point 105 other girls in her same position. She asked for people to remember her family in their time of need, to help her family out, ultimately asked the president of Nigeria to get her out of the situation she is in.
Johnson also told Christians how they can pray.
First, just rejoice with us that she is alive. I mean, that is incredible news. We weren't sure. It was honestly pretty compelling that she may have been killed at that point in time, or that she may have been sold off and never heard from again. So just to hear her voice is an incredible, incredible thing, and just a gift from God. Second, be praying for Leah more than anyone else, that she would hold strong in her faith and that her faith would really be able to change the hearts and minds of these men that are holding her.
Psalm 72:12-13 says, "For he shall deliver the needy when he cries, the poor also, and him who has no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy." China's ruling Communist Party released an updated set of standards for party members, effective earlier this month, reports Reuters. Members are prohibited from criticizing the central party's policies. The new guidelines also call for party members to leave if they hold religious belief. U.S. Defense Secretary James Mattis announced Tuesday that the United States will resume military exercises with South Korea. And President Trump canceled a meeting between Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and North Korean officials over a lack of denuclearization by the regime. Scott Morrison became Australia's newest prime minister last Friday after the governing Liberal Party removed former prime minister and party leader Malcolm Turnbull. Morrison opposes faux homosexual marriage, but abstained from a vote on a bill to legalize it. Back in 2008, Morris referenced his faith in Jesus Christ and said, quote, "For me, faith is personal, but the implications are social," end quote. 2 Samuel 23, verse 3 says, "He who rules over men must be just, ruling in the fear of God." Three Republican governors and 13 Republican state attorneys general have assigned an amicus brief with the Supreme Court to hear the case of R.G. and G.R. Harris Funeral Homes. The Christian-owned funeral home in Detroit was sued after dismissing a male employee who was pretending to be a woman. The case has been appealed to the High Court. Earlier this year, the Department of Education released information from the Civil Rights Data Collection Survey on school shootings. The report indicated that nearly 240 schools had a school-related shooting during the 2015-2016 school year. However, in an attempt to verify this, National Public Radio contacted the schools and only confirmed 11 incidents. A group of about 100 Facebook employees are joining to Stand for Political Diversity in a company known for censoring conservative voices, reports the New York Times. The group began with an internal memo by Brian Amerige, a senior Facebook engineer. He said, quote, "We claim to welcome all perspectives, but are quick to attack, often in mobs, anyone who presents a view that appears to be in opposition to left-leaning ideology," end quote. And finally, Drew and Ariane Korpstein were expecting their baby Matthew James when they were told at 23 weeks their son had terminal brain malformation. Doctors told the Korpsteins that Matthew would not live long past birth and recommended abortion or inducing labor early to end the pregnancy. However, the Christian couple chose life, saying, quote, "Whatever happens, it's in God's hands," end quote. When the time came for delivery, Matthew James was born, and doctors realized he had a different condition that was far less serious. Arianne posted an update yesterday saying they had written Matthew 19:26 on the whiteboard in their hospital room, which says, Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. And that's the World View in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, August 30th in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.